TMZ. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him I can spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling in the fumes, blew past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you, and I don't know who running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like a thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he actin' like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while, it's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pal, and my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good across big bodies of water, reppin' my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would, and the ones who said I couldn't do it wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad, tryna say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags, but I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came up out the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even throwing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
Thank you, and welcome to the
episode. Okay, what's going on out there? How's everybody doing?
We're good.
You're listening right
up
now. You are listening to the S&M show.
And somebody has kids in the background.
My name is Mr. Haynes. Do we have Lady Steele on the line tonight?
I'm always on the line. I'm ready for you.
Good. Now, we also going to have Miss Ava coming on soon in a few, and when she's on, we're going to get it on. But before we get started, you know, Lady Steele, tell everybody a little bit more about this show.
The S&M show, we are now on episode 7 of our second season, and so far it's been pretty amazing. We've had like some great guests. Tonight is probably going to be the first night that we just kind of keep it home team, and we're going to have like round table and back-to-back discussion about threesomes. But the S&M show is pretty much a light, fun, adult discussion show from the views of females. how we feel about sex in every aspect, be it the, you know, your regular, normal, vanilla sex or your out there deviant, kinky, nasty, disgusting, unspeakable, vile sex. We talk about it all. But tonight we're going to be like, you know, walking the plank. We're going to be right in the middle and we're going to keep it safe with threesomes.
Okay. Well, you know, we have a lot of things that we discuss on this show. Right now, first, we'd like to stop, take a little time out to first introduce everybody. Right now, you are listening to the S&M show, and we are of a new home right now. We are on pregame radio. So those that are, you know, new to the S&M show but have been fans of pregame radio that are listening to us tonight, we first want to say thank you. You know, Brooklyn Black and everybody down with pregame radio, we thank y'all for bringing us on and letting us bring our audience to pregame radio and pregame radio to hear our audience. So, you know, before we get into tonight's topic, let's talk a little bit more about what's been going on. What have you been up to? What's been going on in your world of Lady Steel? I did see that you did post recently about an anniversary for Ranch of Steel. Is that correct?
Yeah, we are 3 years old. We started in 2011 with just a few friends. Facebook, you know, finally introduced that group feature, and I made a group. Someone suggested I start a blog, and we grew, and we're like over 6,000 strong now. So,
wow!
Thank you.
Congratulations,
out to the people.
Definitely. We got to give a good shout out to those people for you having 3 years strong. We definitely can't do for that, man. For real. You know,
there's a lot of people very impatient. They don't want to hear about this shit right now.
All right, so you know what? Let's without further ado, let's get into it for the night. So give the audience what's the topic for tonight, so we can get it started.
Tonight we are talking about threesomes. Last week I announced the topic, and I also said that I was going to put the call out there for you guys to basically give us your comments or your questions in regards to it. And a few of you have. Some of you guys inboxed me. Some of you guys emailed me. One of the first questions in regards to threesomes that we do have that came in was basically, can two males comfortably participate in a threesome with a female without it being gay?
Whoa. All right. The reason why you're hearing Mr. Haynes a lot tonight, because this is a subject that I definitely want to touch on. And that first topic right there, let me tell y'all something. And I don't care how some people feel, and I don't care if some people's feelings are hurt. I'm going to burst some bubbles. For all those guys out there that claim that they had threesomes with this chick, or, you know, they had a threesome with that chick, or whatever the case is, I'm letting you know right now, you did not have a threesome with that girl. All you had was basically a gangbang. It was not a threesome.
You know, that was another question that came in as well, but go on.
Let me tell you why. If you and that other guy did not have any kind of sexual encounter with each other, then all you both did was have sex with the same girl at the same time. That is not a threesome. Now, if you think that is a threesome, ask those people out there that are bisexual that will tell you, no. What's a threesome is when everybody's participating together. Now, if you didn't do that, you didn't have a threesome, you just banged the same girl at the same time. That's my point to that first. So I'm going to let Lady Steel talk a little bit more, because I know people are definitely going to chime in on this in a minute.
Because, all right, well, like I said, that was another question that came in. It came in from a female, and she wanted to know why guys didn't count two guys and one girl as a threesome. They call it like a train or a gangbang. So I personally, it's a threesome. Like, come on with the hood definitions. It's a threesome. I don't think you have to be sexual with all parties involved. It might be a lame threesome, but it's still a threesome. Like, there's just mother-daughter duos that have threesomes. They don't touch each other, but they do the same guy. So it's still considered a threesome?
No, that's not a threesome. I'm sorry. Think about it.
I'm sorry, it is.
They just tag team the same guy. They just cut it short. Unfortunately, what you have to realize is that when you're considered having, when you have sex with one person, you and that one person is having sex, right? When you bring in a third person to the mix and all three people have to have sex with each other, you can't consider it a threesome if both parties are having sex.
If I bring in a third person to have sex, if I'm bringing in a third party, they are to be treated as if they are a sex toy. They are specifically for my exploitation, like just for my enjoyment, for my guy's enjoyment. No different than a dildo. If you bring a dildo into play, I'm not going to use it on him. He's going to use it on me. That doesn't mean that we're not freaking, you know what I'm saying? So same thing with another female, another body. She's there just for our enjoyment.
Lady still. I'm sorry. I know sex is your thing, but I'm going to tell you, unfortunately, you are wrong.
How many threesomes have you had?
Depends on what you consider. Is it just a threesome, or are you talking like basically
a
full-out
orgy?
No,
we're talking about a threesome.
Just threesome?
Like we just said, yes.
A traditional, what I consider a threesome?
I'm talking about
what you consider a threesome.
And what I consider a threesome is what a threesome is, sex with three people, with three parties.
All right.
Like,
if you
want
to count, if I have to put a number, I would have to say around 5 times. But if I say what I consider a threesome, then it was only 3 times. Because, once again, I've been in the room having sex with a female while another person was in there having sex as well with the same female. We didn't cross dicks. We didn't kiss. The only time that we ever did anything of the sort was when we did basically the Eiffel Tower. And if those of you don't know what an Eiffel Tower is, look it up. But
I'm assuming is that the high five that I was talking about?
Yes, that is the high. That is the double high
okay,
five while she's getting DP. Yeah, while she's getting
that's
DP.
That's freaking gay. That's gay as hell. So you could do a DP. Wait, what?
Listen, look, I'm just saying that isn't a threesome because look, at the end of the day, if you've seen any other traditional threesomes, whenever you've seen anybody out there doing what they do
DP
when it comes to sex,
isn't a threesome?
No, what I'm saying to you is, if the guy, the two guys that are involved, did not kiss, fuck, rub, suck, jerk, anything to each other, that isn't a threesome. It is just one girl getting banged by two guys at the same time. Now, if you see...
High five, they did something to each other.
Oh, my God. I'm giving a high five. Like, yeah, good job. She's sucking you off,
you
right?
Took
yeah,
enough,
good.
You were able to take enough time to think about doing that. That boggles my mind in the first place.
Well, I was a young lad, won't say the age, but I was a young man, and it was something that we've seen in porn, and we were like, yo, the fact that we are getting the girl that we were getting and how bad she looked to actually do what she was doing to us that time, come on, a young man is going to definitely get his high fives on and tell his boys later, like, yep. But if you really look at it, and, you know, let me just reiterate what we're talking, because, you know, we got some new people listening in right now. Right now you are listening to the S&M show, and we are on pregame radio, and we're talking about threesomes. Now, there's a difference in opinion on what a traditional threesome really is and what people think a threesome is. Now, me, Mr. Haynes, I said that a threesome has to be when all three parties are having sex with each other. And Lady Steele says a threesome is just basically if all three parties are having sex, then it's a threesome. And I think she's wrong. So let me let her finish giving her point. We'll get to the phone lines and we'll ask some of the people out there to see what they want to say. And if you have a comment and you want to call in with what you want to say, please call us in at 347-857-4302. That number again is 347-857-4302. Go, Lady Steele. I want to hear some more about what you're saying.
Okay, so I had to look it up real quick, and In human sexuality, a threesome is defined as a sexual activity that involves three people at the same time. It does not have to be everybody, you know, touching each other. It could be two people paying attention to one person. As long as three bodies are involved, it's a threesome.
I'm sorry, that's not true.
How are you telling me it's not true when I just looked it up? It's not true. Yes. You don't want it to be true, that's all.
No, I'm telling you, just because you looked it up online doesn't make it accurate. I'm telling you, look, whenever you've seen any traditional threesomes, when you've seen three girls going at it, right? When you see two girls and one guy going at it, don't you see all three of them kissing? Don't you see the two girls kissing
because
the guys?
That's what
don't
you
want
to see. Well, if you look up a, you can look up threesomes where all parties are fucking each other. That depends on what you like to see on porn. That has nothing to do with what a threesome actually is. If you, I guarantee you, if you go to any porn site, and I've been to all of them, click on threesome and tell me what you find. It is not going to be a whole bunch of two girls and one guy, okay?
Well, look, a traditional threesome is basically, you know, a different thing. And I'm telling you that that's not true. So I'm definitely going to – let's get into some callers because there's some people out there that want to get their opinions
yeah,
on. So
yeah.
Let's get into that. The first caller, area code 929-241. You are on the air with the S&M show. Caller, are you there?
929.
Hold on.
Hello?
Let's see. Yes.
Hi.
I sit low, low, low. I sit low.
Hello?
I sit low, low, low. I sit low, low, low. I sit low, low, low. I sit low.
Sorry about that, caller.
What happened?
Yeah, no technical. I don't know. Some technical difficulties for a second. But let's get back into it. Caller, are you there?
Yes, hello?
Hey, how you doing? You're on the air with the S&M show. First, tell us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Cece, and I'm from Brooklyn, and I'm one of Mrs. Steele's friends on Facebook. I follow her.
Oh, is this a birthday girl? Happy birthday.
Yes, thank you so much.
I hope that you managed to get a threesome for your birthday. That's a good present.
No, I had a twosome, but it was great.
Next year we want to upgrade. Three. Try
well, I had one last year, so this year I kept it simple. It was cool. But
yeah,
threesomes, they're pretty cool. I was I'm really enjoying the show, and I just wanted to say that I kind of agree with both of you. I'm a little at odds here because okay, I think it's true that unless the guys are like interacting with each other, it's definitely a gangbang. At the same time, like a real threesome, everybody's supposed to be involved. So I think you both are kind of right. But let's just say, for peace sake, that threesomes are awesome.
Okay, when you had your threesome, it was with another female or another guy?
Yeah, it's always with another girl because I'm bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't need that many, you know, penises in my face, like, really. That's a bit much, but I applaud the girls that can do it, because I can't. Like, that's just a little too much going on.
In your threesome, before you go, did you eat her out? Did she eat you out? Was your guy allowed to eat her out? What were the rules that you guys set, if any
yeah,
at all?
Like, it was, everybody was eating. Everybody was eating, sucking. Like it was, everybody was busy at all times. Definitely. Can't leave anybody out. Everybody has to be doing something. So
me?
It was a lot of girl
I'm
on
telling
girl.
You.
Yeah, like it was a lot of girl on girl taking turns on him. You know, he was definitely busy the whole time.
Oh, so she's got a stingy one. I like her.
See?
Yeah,
there
like,
you
I
go.
Mean,
and
well, you know what? Like, you have to have, like, you know, some guts if you're going to do that. You can't be, like, an insecure female. You can't be, like, a jealous. Like, if you don't like people touching your man, then don't even think about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You definitely can't do that. I've had a bad experience with that.
Sharing is caring.
Yeah. And if you guys
all right, well,
are just
birthday
listening
girl.
In, yes, birthday girl, thank you for chiming in on the topic. We want Leslie, we'll get back to you in a minute on some more stuff. But First off, you know, we just wanted to say hi. Obviously, we had some technical difficulties, and we do have Miss Ava on the line. Say hello to the fans out there, Miss Ava.
Hi, my darlings. I'm so sorry I'm late. I left my keys in the car, and I had to run back down 4 flights of stairs, and that was very awkward, and then run back up 4 flights of stairs. So I'm here, so I'm sorry.
Good.
Your intro is going to be suspense music from now on, your intro.
Well, look, we're gonna get into some more callers. We got to get into some more callers, but before we do, let's first reiterate what we're talking about. Right now, we're talking about threesomes. Now,
I'm going to be depressed.
Now, if you're just tuning in, right now, Lady Steele and myself, Mr. Haynes, we've been having a back-and-forth battle on what really classifies as a true threesome. Now, we had a caller just calling that said she believed she agreed with both of what we were saying. And Lady Steele says it doesn't matter who's doing what. As long as there's at least three parties involved, it's a threesome. And I said that, honestly, it's only a threesome if all three parties are having sex. So
it's not a we all have to be having sex and touching each other some. It's a threesome.
All right. Ms. Ava, can you please chime in on this topic before I get into some more callers? Because we got some more people that want to talk. And we're going to get to them. But I want to hear Ms. Ava because obviously you have your opinion. I want to hear what you say. So tell me. Talk to me. What's your definition of a threesome?
I mean, the definition of a threesome, hello, three people involved in one bed or wherever activity or wherever you're at, and they're all participating equally. Like, it's one thing if one person's holding the camera, but if you're just sitting there like a monologue, can you just excuse yourself from my threesome, thank you, and I'll call some other females that would love to be in a bed with me. And I'm just saying, like, and for the females, if Abby expresses deeply about his safety during threesomes, have multiple condoms. Because you're not going to have the same condom fucking me, fucking my own girl, or whatever.
That was another question that we got.
That's just, yeah, that's not cute. Mm. No. Pineapple, hell no. What it all boils down to is if you're not participating and you're not playing, then, like, get out. Move, bye. You're taking up space.
Every party is participating. His problem is he feels that every party has to participate with each other, like in the case of a male-male-female threesome, you feel it's not a threesome because the two guys aren't freaking each other.
Yep.
And in order for it to be a threesome, they have to be freaking each other. That's the problem.
Yep.
I'm talking about girl-girl-boy. As far as male-male-girl or male-male-male, those are just different ballparks. Because male-male-girl, there's only so much a woman can take. Yeah, there's only it's basically a two-way gangbang. Yeah. If it's three males, then
She just hit the point on the head. The fact that if there's only but so much a female can take, if the two males are not interacting with each other, then it ain't no threesome. They just banging the same girl. They're not kissing.
Yeah,
they're
running a play on us.
So you mean to tell me when you have a female threesome with one chick that wields the strap, she doesn't get touched. She just wields the strap. It is not a threesome.
No, it's not, because guess what? Even though strap on.
Guess what? When you go onto your porn site and you click threesome, that's going to be categorized under it.
Listen, let me explain another thing to you, because I love porn. I love watching porn.
You don't watch more porn than me, I can tell you that much.
I probably don't, but I can tell you I've been doing this for a long time. I've been watching porn for a long time.
And I've still probably done more.
I've been watching porn since they were on VHS. So I'm just saying.
I got the porn with the sideburns on the dick. Trust me.
Are we really having a porn battle right now?
We just might be. But hold on. Let's get into a caller real quick. Let's get into some callers because some people want to chime in on this topic. Caller 718-525. You are on the air with the S&M show. Caller, are you there?
718-525.
You on the air?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, your name. And where are you calling from?
This is Renee. I'm calling from Queens.
What's going on, Renee? Hey, a friend to the show. Please.
Yes,
Renee,
friend of the show.
Yes, we are talking right now about threesomes. I know you've been hearing what we've been saying. Now, you heard Lady Steele's point. You heard my point.
I disagree with your point.
You agree with my point.
I think a threesome is any sex act, including three people. So two dudes, two chicks, three men, three women, they're all threesomes. It's just a matter of perception. I know you have a very male point of view. Your point of view is that if the two men aren't interacting with each other, it's more of a train. My definition of a train is
a literal train. It's
three
train
or more.
Nine cars.
Three or more men. That's three or more men and one chick. Two men and a chick, that is a threesome. It's just an alternate version of a threesome.
So wait a minute. Are you telling me if the two men do not actually touch each other at all, they don't do anything with each other, they just are, one may be getting head while the other one is hitting it from the back or whatever other positions they would like to do, they're doing all of that with the same girl, that's considered a threesome?
Yes, consider the threesome, just like if you have two chicks in there and you're fucking one girl and the other girl is basically tickling your nuts, that's still a threesome.
Yes,
threesomes are threesomes. It's just three people. A train, I consider, is anything over two men. So if you've got, like, three dudes fucking one chick, four dudes fucking one chick, then that's a train. But two dudes and a chick, that's a threesome.
Listen. So wait a minute. When you just mentioned that same theory, when you see two girls and one guy, right, and you always see that, you'll always see that the two girls will still interact with each other while the guys interact.
No, not always.
I've seen threesomes where two girls don't interact with each
other.
Exactly.
They do not always interact. One will ride the face, one will ride the cock, and then they'll swap.
Yeah, like I've seen, yeah.
Now, hold on. Even when they're doing that, you're telling me they're not touching each other at all? No sexual rubbing?
No.
Nothing?
No.
What porn are you guys watching? I don't believe this, man.
It's not even about
I'm
a
sorry.
Porn. It's like comfort level. Like, some chicks
want
to do a threesome for their man, but they're not really into chicks, but they want to do it anyway and give them that experience. That's cool, but they're not going to interact with a girl. So either she's going to be on his dick and the other girl's going to be on his face or vice versa, but they don't touch each other or do nothing. Like, I've seen
at
that
all.
Happen. So,
that's
like, I don't think that interaction has anything to do with whether it's a threesome or not. I think as
it
long as everybody's fucking.
With it when they named it either. That's
yeah,
why they call it
as long
threesome.
As everybody's fucking, that's a threesome. That's my opinion.
Because you have sisters that have threesomes. They don't touch each other, but they both, you know, at the same time with the guy. Mother,
they're just
daughter,
running
combo,
a train on the same dude. That's all they're doing. They're running
oh,
a train
yeah,
on the
Oh, yeah, now all of a sudden females
now
run trains
train.
On guys.
Yes, it's happened. I know plenty of dudes they've had multiple women have sex with them back to back to back to back. And it's nothing, they just got ran a train on. It wasn't like they were all, listen, at the end of the day, if you look at any type of situation, whenever you look at sex when it comes to more than two people at the same time, if the third party is not having any interaction with the other two parties
but
involved,
it's not that they're not having any interaction. They're having interaction. Everybody's interacting. It's just that two of the three might not interact with, you know, each other.
Yeah, two
but
guys
we're all
might not interact, but they're still interacting. I mean, one of the guys
they're all,
can
yeah, they're into the chick.
The other one, you
be.
Know, that's what it should be about. So I do disagree with you. I do think that they're just alternate types of threesomes. Man, woman, men. Woman, woman, guy. Three chicks, three dudes, whatever, what have you.
Guy,
it's
girl,
tranny.
You know, shit happens.
Look, at the end of the day, hold on. So when you guys talk about these things, when you're saying about, you know, two girls, one guy, two guys, one girl, all of the above, right? Here's my question as well then. Would it be considered, let's say you talked about how a woman may not really be into a woman, but she may be doing it for her man for as a threesome, but she's not doing anything to a girl, but she's letting a girl do something to her. Would you then consider this girl a bisexual at that point?
No, she could be a freak. If she's not doing that to the chick, she's basically, the chick has come into the equation just to make her man
she's
happy. And,
for the night.
Yeah. It's like the equivalent of a sex toy.
I don't know. Ava, tell me, if you're dealing with females, right, have you
uh-huh.
ever been in a situation
feminine
where
or AG? Which one?
Both.
because AG can be more male than anything, obviously, but I'm talking, if you've ever been in that type of a situation where you've been in sex with more than one female at the same time and you mm-hmm. never touched, or the other person never touched that other person, it was only one person is a common person that they, the other two people were touching?
See, with the girls, it was just all fun and games. So we all played. And the more aggressive, I'm more aggressive than them. So my girl was actually more aggressive tomboy. So, I mean, we all had fun, but she was kind of like a semi-touch-me-not a little bit. Like, she was okay with me touching her like that. But she was okay with, she really didn't have a large breast, which I can't stand large breasts on my girl. She had, like, you know, the chick played with the boobs and everything. She played with me, so it was still, we were all interacting. Like, you know, the one threesome I had with my ex, I sat back for, like, 2 minutes and watched him fuck my homegirl. Like, I wanted to watch him do that. Like, I was like, oh, it's Haiti versus Jamaica. Let's go. So I'm just, if I would have had a camera, I would have been recording. But that was for, like, what, 2-3 minutes? And then I just jumped back and I just dove in. I like to watch a little bit. You know, but I get off on that, so I'm just quirky. Don't mind me.
Okay.
But yeah, but I just think, like, I'm sorry. A threesome should be three people participating. I mean, it should. Y'all should be fucking. Y'all should be playing with something. Have something in your hands, something in your mouth.
And it's not like you guys are saying it. Like there's a guy on the couch just watching you fuck and happens to be in the room while two people are having sex. We're not talking about that. That's the way you guys are making it seem. We're talking about a threesome. I don't like I said, only three parties need to be down and need to be having sex. All three parties do not necessarily need to have sex with every participant for it to be considered a three party.
Well, that's just an orgy then.
No, an orgy is not three people. What the hell?
Well, it's a threesome that three people are fucking in one room or in one area.
Oh, yeah. I have another question coming
in. Can I Google it?
Yeah, I mean, you're free to, but I was told that my Google was broken and didn't work, and it didn't matter, so feel free. This guy wants to know, like, what happens if you're during a threesome if a guy, if he comes and, like, misses and, like, shoots the other guy, then what?
It turns from sex to fight.
Oh, now it's a
That's
fight.
What it turns into. Now it turns from we fucking the same girl to I'm fucking
son.
You up.
That's just disrespectful.
He couldn't help it. Shut off. He missed. Not hitting you someplace disrespectful, like in the eye, maybe like the leg or something.
Ha! Okay. I googled it. Wait. In human sexuality, a threesome is sexual activity that involves three people at the same time. When sexual activity is centered on one of the threesome, then the activity may be described as a gangbang of that person.
It said, look, when it's centered on one of the threesome, are you neglecting that part as well?
When centered on one, that becomes a gangbang.
It may be described as the gangbang of a person, but it's a threesome when the activity is centered on one.
You know she's a Leo. Well, she ain't going down.
A threesome can always be referred to as a love triangle. How many times do you do that?
A threesome is a form of group
sex,
but involving only three people.
It's also involving sexual activity among three participants.
Look, all right, well, look, let's wrap up this portion of it because we got a lot more to talk about and people want to chime in. So before we go any further, I just want to wrap it up really quick. Lady Steele, tell me what's your final thoughts on that portion about, you know, what's a real threesome, what's not a real threesome, before we keep it going. Because I want to get into a track, and I want to play some music really quick because, you know, I got something that I would love to hear. But just give me your final thoughts.
My final thoughts is, fuck all of that. A threesome only needs to have three people, and you ease your way into how freaky you want the threesome to become. It's fine, but it's okay. You can start with three people, and if it's just a matter of, you know, you and the female rubbing each other, it can upgrade to you eating the female out, or maybe the female only eats you out.
or you guys don't touch each other at all, but y'all give like a double blowjob. And if you're a guy out there, you can have a threesome with another guy and a female and not be gay. Don't listen to these people. And if you're a chick out there, you do not have to claim you had a train ran on you if you had a threesome with a guy, with two guys.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my final
thought. Ava, what is your final thoughts on this subject, please?
My final thoughts on the subject goes as follows. Like, threesome is a threesome. It involves three people in a bed, fucking and touching and playing at the same simultaneously. I'm sorry. It's not no one-on-one. It's not no one sits out for like 15, 20 minutes and, oh, I'll crawl back in and grab a boob here, or I'll twist a nipple or smack an ass. It doesn't go like that. It's supposed to be like a euphoria feel all together at one time. And for you young ladies out there that are like, oh, I need to give my man a threesome because that's what he really wants. No, he really just wants to fuck somebody else because you either, A, got boring, or B, like, he doesn't want to be mean to you, and he's being, you know, he already probably fucked with somebody else. But if you can give in to your man because you're like, oh, he really wants to have a threesome, and I don't want him to leave me, bitch, call backbone. He going to probably leave your ass anyway after the threesome, or he wind up fucking the bitch behind your back. So if you don't want to fuck out a girl, don't do it. Hello? It's like, no. Keep it. Learn it. Live it. Love it.
Thank you. Thank you. And look, my final thoughts on this is, like I said, at the end of the day, just like Ms. Ava just said, if three parties, so if all parties involved are not touching, fucking, sucking, jerking, fucking, squirting, whatever, then it ain't a threesome. It's just a gangbang, a train, a shortcut way for me and my boy to have sex with the same girl without wasting as much time. If we ain't touching, we ain't doing, that's what it is. Now, I want to thank y'all for this second, but we're going to keep going. We just want to get into a song. Now, in light of what's been going on with things, you know, with this topic that we've been talking about, and because his anniversary just passed, I would like to get into this Biggie track, but it's somewhat similar to what we got. So stay tuned, listen to this, and we're going to give you more on the S&M show.
Yeah, I remember I met this one bitch. You know me, I'm the nasty motherfucker. I thought I done did anything in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, since one bitch, I comes up in the spot or whatever, the bitch got the candles lit or whatever, so she telling me whatever, she want to get a freak on or whatever, so I'm like, what's up, what you want, you know what I'm saying? I'm ready to wear it out or whatever. The bitch told me she wanted me to shit on her. Great shot. I might shit on you after I hit it. I won't call you no more. Shit on you like that. Talking about those. She want me to cock over her and shit on her stomach. I said, what the fuck? What the fuck am I supposed to do after I shit on her? I'm supposed to hit that after that? This is wilding out. So, boy, after I shit on the bitch, right? You know I shit on. After I shit on the bitch, you know, washed the shit off or whatever.
Oh, shit.
Come on. Yeah. Uh-huh. Come on. Yeah. Uh-huh. Come on.
Call them on the phone and fat them Chanel cologne and I stay dressed to impress, spark these bitches' interest. Sex is all I expect if they watch TV in the Lex. They know. 4:15, left the club tipsy. Say no more, except how I'm getting home tomorrow. See the drop it off when he see a T.O. Back of my mind, I hope she swallowed.
Uh-huh.
Man, she took a drink on my cream wallow. Reach the gate, hungry just ate. Griffin, she got to beat the work by 8.
Come on.
This must mean she ain't trying to wait. Conversate, sex on the first date. I say, you know what you do to me. She starts off, well, I don't usually. Then I whip it out, rubber no doubt. Step out, show me what you all about. Fingers in your mouth, open up your blouse. Pull your G-string down south. Threw that back out, in the parking lot. Buy a Cherokee and a green drop top. And I don't stop until I squirt jeans, skirt, butt naked, it all works.
You nasty boy,
Tennessee. Uh-huh. Then we came home. Mad messages was on my phone. Bitch named Simone. Screaming, she fiending for the semen. Me being the man that I am. Took it to her condo. Pronto, half Indian. I called the Tonto. Roll a cron in the dark Pronto. Few puffs, I got low. And off to the bedroom we go.
All right. We had to stop that. You know, I wanted to give a big shout out to Smalls in honor of his death, but we had to play a song. But we don't have a lot of time, so we wanted to get right back into the topics at hand. Right now, you are listening to the S&M Show. We are live, going live on pregame radio. We have Lady Steele on the line, and we also have Ava on the line. And we are talking about threesomes right now. Now, what we were talking about before was what categorized as threesome. But we're going to switch it up a little bit now. We're going to talk a little bit more about in-depth, because Ava started to touch on it a little bit. But I want Lady Steele to first reiterate what we're going to be discussing now as far as threesomes are concerned.
Right now, another concern that was kind of brought up when it comes to threesomes is basically the condoms. Some guys, I mean, obviously we advocate safe sex. Raw feels amazing, but we advocate for safe sex.
Definitely.
But what happens a lot of the times in these threesomes is a guy might, you know, raw dog his girl, and then the third party, so throw a condom on, and either somehow that condom gets lost in translation, or that condom gets used forever, and he ends up dipping back and forth between both pussies with the same condom, and that's like a no-no. So, I guess the question is, what are some clever ways to, I guess, take a condom break, like a switch break? what do you call that? A re-up? I don't know.
Well, there's a few things that I first would say. If you're going to go through with a threesome, at that point where you're going back and forth between, especially if it's one guy and two girls, and you're switching between different vaginas, and obviously, you know, different fluids are going to be passed along. At that point, unless it was a random, sporadic situation, maybe you should make sure that this person, you're tested and you're clean first. Before you decide to have sex with these two people or these two girls at the same damn time, maybe you want to test, just get tested. I mean, they do have home kits now, and I think that if a person's going to be having sex with more than one person in one condom, by the time you pull off that one condom and put on a fresh one for that girl and then take off that one and put a new one on, you done ran through like 10 condoms. And at that point, I mean, I advocate safe sex, but guess what? If you know that you know your test, you know your results, you don't have to really worry about what's going on about switching condoms and putting one on and taking one off.
Yeah, but nobody wants to have a whole baby you had just because you were being, you know, you. Nobody wants a baby off that way, and everybody's not on birth control.
Oh man, I don't know, man. I'm gonna keep it so honest with y'all, man. I've definitely did this, but at the end, I didn't take off one condom and put on a brand new one. I'm using one for the both of y'all, because I'm protecting myself. So if y'all got some, guess what? Y'all got it down.
You using one condom for the both?
I use one condom for the both. I had one condom for both people, and I said, hey.
I mean, even if both are clean, I don't know, whatever, I guess.
You're making it fun. When you switch condoms, you got to make it fun, okay? Like,
exactly.
I was like, okay, but I felt like it was time, you know, he was out of, you know, can you have a sense? If this is your dude, you can have a sense when, you know, he might want to switch positions. You know his, like, hello, like, you're listening to some random dude you're fucking. I mean, that's on you. That you answer to God at the end of the day. So, yeah, just make it fun. Have the condom ready and assist him with it, you know, like, switch and, like, toss the hair to be sexy cute with it and just pull the rubber off and slide the new one and let's go. Thank you. That's simple. Toss that bitch in the air. Throw that bitch like a confetti.
Okay. All right. Well, hold on. Let's throw a little switcheroo in this situation because, you know, Ava, you were talking about it, and I want to get into the callers. But before we get into the callers, I want to add about this. Anybody, first of all, if you are listening.
Oh, the bird bitches that give in to their men for it because, oh, he wants to fuck somebody else.
Yes.
But he wants me involved, shit.
Yeah, we're going to get into that. But I want anybody, you want to call in, you want to chime in, because this is where situations is going to get real thick. And I want to see how you ladies respond to this. But anybody out there, if you want to call in, you want to have your voice be heard on the S&M show right now, please call in at 347-857-4302. That number again is 347-857-4302. Now, we are talking about threesomes, and we've been talking about what's good, what's not, what's real, what's not. But let's talk about the emotional aspect of it. If, ladies out there, if your man asks you to have a threesome with him and he told you to pick the lady, you can pick the girl, would you do it or would you not do it? First question I have, I'm going to present that to Lady Steele. Would you do it or would you not do it?
Well, I mean, I don't know how many people know this, but I'm divorced. However, during my marriage, it was very unique, and I had the majority of my threesomes during my marriage. I didn't mind. We were a very sexually adventurous couple, and we swung, we swapped, and we had a lot of threesomes. So I didn't care. I actually enjoyed it. It was, you know, always with another female. I did try with, you know, another dude. That's just not my thing. It's way hotter on TV than it is in reality. But we would invite other females into our bedroom a lot, and it was a power thing for me. I just liked knowing that I could, you know, get a female off, like make her weak, you know, long after he tapped out, we're still up getting it on or whatever, and she's trying to hit me up on the side, trying to, you know, just organize a one-on-one situation. So it was a power trip for me. I really didn't mind. I never really felt threatened.
Well, Ava, let me ask you the same question. Obviously, you live your lifestyle the way you live your lifestyle. If you and your girl, and she wanted to bring another girl into the bedroom, would you feel okay with that, or would you start to feel like, damn, well, my pussy ain't good enough for you no more?
Wait, okay, rewind back. So, Leon, let me explain some things to you that you clearly misconcepted. I traveled back to my side, to the male side for a while because the females, like, down south are just fucking disgusting and full of shit. So, let me explain this very clearly. As far as my past, let's see, would I have let that motherfucking Leo fuck another bitch? Hell no, I'd kill that bitch. But seriously, though, my catch-22 is if I get to pick out a girl, let's see, I would, if I didn't really want to share my significant other, regardless of what sex it was, I get to have the girl. Any girl I want, any girl you want. Okay. I pick Angelina Jolie. I pick Zoe Saldana. So don't give me the leeway to pick any girl I want, knowing that we can't access that girl. Knowing damn well, everybody else like, well, I didn't take the girl I wanted, so until I get to meet her, you know, then that's what's going to happen at. Now, if I'm totally comfortable like I was with Barrington, I just wanted to mind fuck him, yeah. If I'm in the mood to mind fuck you, yeah, I'll get a bitch. But my bitches had to be so exotic. And I'm going to kind of be selfish because I'm going to want the girl more to me than, I don't know, I might let you have her for a little bit, but I'd be like, no, bring her back. Have a great day, sir. Sit down against the wall. Thank you. So it's just depending on what mood I'm in. I'm very versatile. You know we crazy as fuck.
So. I have another question. Another question for you, Leon. One of the females, they want to know, because you said you'll just use one condom all the way through. She wants to know what happens if you stick, old girl in the ass by accident. Then what? Are you going to change, or are you just going to keep going? Are you going to change your tic tac inside?
Well, look, let me say something to you. First of all, that was definitely a while ago, in my young, dumb, and full of cum days. But in those situations, if I had happened to stick mine in her ass, first of all, if it just slid right in all the way, that's a little bit of an issue in itself. Like, damn,
I don't think it's
going to
slide in right away, but when y'all be humping, y'all don't know what the hell else is happening around y'all.
Hey, I can't speak for everybody. I can't. But me, if that, let's say that did happen, then I would have to take the condom off, because then I'm going to be like, all right, that's a little disgusting. I ain't going to have her shit juices going in her pussy. That's just, that's wrong. That I can't do. But in that situation, I'm like, listen, I'm protected. I got the condom on, so I'm going to fuck you, then I'm going to fuck you, and then I'm going to go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And at the end of the day, we're just going to keep going until most likely somebody passes out. And that's how it'll be. But I want to ask this question, speaking of which, with anybody out there, and I want to pose this to everybody on Facebook and anybody else who's listening on the S&M show, whether you're on the phone or you're online. When you're thinking about threesomes and you're really thinking about putting your significant other, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your husband, the side chick, whatever you want to call that person, into the bedroom with somebody else, do you really think that that's something that are you opening up the floodgates for problems, or are you opening up Pandora's box to just really hitting your sexual peak? So I want to first ask you, ladies.
I think like the first caller said, it really depends on the individuals that you're speaking to, that you're talking about, because like, during the same time when I was married and me and my ex-husband and we're, you know, having threesomes and all this stuff, we came across a couple and they thought they were about that life. And it turns out they weren't, you know, because
she ain't about that life.
They were like a white couple from Ohio, you know, we're all out in California, we're having fun. And she got to the point where she, you know, that this is the only instance where we, you know, swapped and I did her husband, and actually more... She felt bad because she had a threesome with us, and she didn't let him know. So she went home, and she felt guilty, and she's like, oh, could you do this? So it was like one of those type things. I know it's weird. But he was horrible, so I didn't like it, and I didn't do it again. But she found herself at our house way more often and kept coming over, and it got to the point where I was bored with her. But I let my ex-husband rock, whatever, and... She came over one day with a shiner, and it was because he got mad that he knew that she was getting it in, and he wasn't even mad that she was getting it in. He was just mad because, you know, he wasn't being included.
Wow. All right, well, look, let me get into a caller right now because people are definitely wanting to chime in. So let's get into a caller. Caller, let's see what some of these callers are. Caller, 718-715. You are on the air with the S&M show. Caller, are you there? We lost that one. Well, let's freeze going because we're going to get into some more people. But before we get into it with some more people, we're getting close to wrapping up this subject for the night, and I don't want to go without really getting some real seriousness out the way. Ladies, how do you feel, like, when you're talking about threesomes, and you guys touched on it with using protection, what are some of the ways that you guys would find would be a good way to protect yourself? Because, you know, if you're in an orgy or you're in a threesome or whatever, just one big romper room of sex, how do you protect yourself but still have the fun you want to have?
I mean, I think it's a pay-to-play environment. Like I said, you gonna pay for whatever you don't take precautions to. You want to live that life, you have to answer for that life. So I'm not saying everybody they mama has fucking STDs running around this bitch, but... You never know who does have something. Something could be hibernating and manifesting inside of somebody's body that's not showing on test results just yet. You never know. The person that could have had sex with somebody the night before and contracted AIDS, and their test was 3 weeks ago. So you don't know. That you think, you
this
think
is
it's all about, is the risk worth it? Is this is bringing another person into your bedroom really worth you losing house and home and everything altogether, male or female? You have to ask yourself that question. Are you mentally? Can you mentally? You could think you can mentally deal with your significant other touching that person. You can think that. But when it actually happens and it's in front of your face, it's a whole different ballgame. You have to mentally be prepared and comfortable with your spouse. Because if you don't have that security there, you're going to lose your fucking mind. Because it's going to be, when this person doesn't answer their phone, did he get such and such number? Did she get such and such number? Are they fucking behind my back? Like you gonna be mind fucking yourself to exhaustion?
Damn. Well, hold on.
This is gonna sound very whorish, but very quickly, I'll tell you one thing: some of the safest people to be around or to fuck with when you're leading that lifestyle are married people, and I'll tell you why. Because half of them either, you know, got snipped or can't have any more children, so that negates the whole pregnancy thing.
That actually works.
They know that they're in. They know that they're in the lifestyle, so checkups are regular. If you are, you know, if you really are about that life, a lot of the clubs are going to screen you before you go in anyway. So testing is normal. So some of the most safest people that you could probably do dirt with will be married.
I can honestly say that makes sense. And it's a little bit touchy, though. You know what I mean? Like, when you get into certain lifestyles with certain people, it's a moral issue. It's crazy. It's a little bit tough. But you know what? Let me get into one last caller because I know people have been calling in and they want to get their voices be heard. So let's get one last caller on before we wrap up tonight's show. Caller 202, you are on the air with the S&M show. 202-400, you are on the air with the S&M show.
I'm really over people chickening out right now. Like, I'm really over it.
You
either
press
the fucking one button, have the balls or the strap, or the caliber, it just say something.
Hold on. Caller, you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. There you go. So, what's your name and where you calling from?
This is Roy Breaker.
All right, so Roy, tell me really quick. As you've been hearing what we've been talking about, give us your insight really quick.
On the threesome thing?
Yeah.
Dude, it can get messy.
That's right. Yeah, of course, lots of nuts involved.
It can get messy, especially with married couples, like the young lady was saying. Because somebody's going to get jealous, and it's usually going to be the guy. Because the girl is usually going to lose her mind, especially if you're mixing couples as such.
Let me ask you, I've done it before, but I don't know if I would do it again.
You know what I mean?
I hear you. Yeah. I appreciate you. Thank you. Well, we got to wrap up this show, but I appreciate you calling in for tonight.
Yes,
now, let's wrap up tonight's call. Let's talk about this subject right now to finish everything off. Now, Lady Steele, your final thoughts before we end this show tonight.
My final thoughts are basically you definitely have to make sure that you are of mature age and mind to engage in a threesome. You want to be open, you know, sexually. I know, like, nowadays having a threesome is like regular sex, apparently, but it really isn't. Not if you're going to have, like, a real, you know, threesome. You need to be comfortable with yourself. And obviously we ran out of time, so we would have to make a part two because so many weird and interesting questions, and I got a lot of propositions. I'm not looking for a threesome. I'm just hosting a show about a threesome. So, no, thank you. But I would like to give a quick shout-out because I promised him I would. You know, our first call is her birthday, Carissa Lewis. Today is her birthday. Jerome Hornbeek, his birthday is coming up, so happy birthday to you. And also, we want to thank Pregame Radio for welcoming us here, and I want to let them know what we can expect next week. I guess maybe we should let Ava give her final thoughts, though, first.
Just saying, yeah, that'd be great. Two seconds real quick. If you don't have the security, long story short, if anything, threesome, sexual assistant, whatever, if you have any doubts in your mind, any second thoughts, don't fucking do it. Because I'm telling you right now, that's going to manifest and it's going to make you feel some type of way later on, and you're going to feel either guilty or played or used or manipulated. So if you're not 100% for it, don't fucking do it.
All right. Well, final thoughts on this really is just everybody has their own preference on what they like to do. As long as you're happy with what you're doing, ain't nothing wrong with that. I want to thank everybody for listening to the S&M show. Tonight's show is our first one on Pregame Radio. Thank Brooklyn. Shout out to Brooklyn Black and everybody at Pregame Radio. Really quick, tell the people who's going to be on next week, Lady Steele, so that they know and they can tune in next week and we can get into this some more.
Next week, I will have Michael Fatsversi on the S&M show. He is one of the top adult entertainment attorneys, and we're going to have a Q&A session with him. If you're thinking about getting into adult entertainment as an actress, if you're thinking about becoming a director, starting a production company, he has all the answers. He handles most of the high-profile cases that arise in the adult entertainment industry, and he's going to be available for any questions that you may have. Also,
thank you.
Happy birthday, Lyrical Pink Tiger Santiago. Happy birthday.
Definitely. All right. Well, thank y'all for listening. Good night.
Bye-bye.